Doctor says I'm doing fine.
Sick.
Couldn't tell that by listening to McFadden.
Yeah.
All
right. A little congested, Richie.
All right, 7 after the hour. The doc, what, you wimped out and went to the doctor? Oh, my God. All you do is take some echinacea. No. Various things to enhance your immune system.
I go to the doctor for other things.
Yeah.
A little cold? No. Yeah. Yeah. Never.
Amazing how many people do, though, go to the doctor. Or now, especially with all the illegals around, they know how to run the system. They run right to the emergency room.
You know.
They get whatever care they can get there.
Yeah, and that's what's driving, you know, I mean, hey, listen, if you go to the doctor for a cold, I guess that's what you need to do. But for me to spend a couple $100, even though I don't have to come out of pocket for it, for a guy to tell me I need to, you know, get some vitamin C,
right. rest and
yeah. Sorry.
Don't be sorry, Richie. Okay.
Can't see the value in that.
Okay, so what valuable discussion may we have with you today to make your day better? I said, I think it was before we got on the air, actually, today may be nasty day because there are things going on. On a Thursday, good time for us to get the, there's a collection of things.
The weekend is almost
basket.
Here.
The weekend is tomorrow.
For fun.
Target. No, we're not talking about. We have. Well, there are some things that require a little bit of attention.
Do you need to vent? Is that what it is?
Well,
is there something that's run across your path that makes you need to
vent? A lot of people need to vent.
Yeah.
The FAA, for example, people like me who fly a lot, wondering. I don't know that everybody even comes close to understanding what this problem is.
Yeah.
So 800-510-8255 would be a good way for you to vent, to use Richie's words. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day. The situation with the Federal Aeronautics Administration. Now, just to kind of go back a little bit so that you understand where all of this stuff starts, or maybe what the sort of what the real workings, it's kind of like sausage. We've gotten a little bit of an inkling earlier this year with guys falling asleep at the FAA tower in Washington. I think there was one that fell asleep in Dallas and one other airport or two other airports. There's one person on duty in the wee small hours of the morning. These guys go to sleep like police, by the way.
A partnership
if you don't think people who are on the third shift, whether they're public employees or private employees, are taking a snooze, I suggest you check. Go around most communities around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The police cars are parked in the back of the supermarket, and guess who's... Now you can
remember
be
the picture about that? I have of our former overnight guy, Nathan?
Yeah, taking a nap.
I totally walked in.
Yeah.
I was here for 5 minutes, and he was still crashed out on the couch in the lobby.
Right.
So then I went and got my camera and started taking pictures and posting them. Hysterical. Nathan.
So that's the way it happens sometimes. And because of that, some of the people in Congress and elsewhere have said, you know what, there's something wrong.
They're
inherently
asleep
wrong.
In the daytime.
In the, yeah, right. So there are 4,000 FAA workers who have been furloughed. There are 70,000 workers involved in airport construction projects that are affected by this business of uncollected airline ticket taxes. You heard that story there's no budget. The United States hasn't had a budget for, what, 2-3 years?
3 years.
And now we don't have a budget. And we have, you know, sort of the debt deal figured out. But the money to repay, so this is another one. This is like the Medicare Trust Fund. This is like the Social Security Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund. There's the Airport Trust Fund. And it's been raided. Most of you, maybe you do know, most of you don't know, that all of these various entities have had the money that they, you have Social Security taken out of your check and sent to Washington to put into the Social Security Trust Fund. Well, as soon as it goes in now, it comes out because it's paying people who are Social Security beneficiaries. Same is true of Medicare. You have a tax. What is the tax on your Medicare? I forget. 1%, 2%, whatever it is. That also has been raided. So now the money that goes in pays for the current bills. Not true with the FAA. The FAA, when there was problem number 18,436, at the Treasury Department. Okay, who can we tax and what can we get? Oh, well, people who get on planes, they won't mind paying a $5. They won't even notice there's a $5 charge. Then it went to 10. Then it went to 15. Mm-hmm. Then it went to 20. Then it went to 25. And now it's gone away. because they can't come to an agreement on the budget deal. So they were supposed to expire. It was sunsetted. So they call it when the bill, yeah, they sunset the bill, which is what ought to be the case with everything. There should be a time for it to begin and a time for it to end. Anyway, so it ended the first of the month.
Except for tax cuts.
Was it last month? I don't know. It was last month. And so now $1 billion in revenue has gone uncollected from the airlines. The airlines, clever boys that they are, still charge you as much, but they're putting the $25 in their pocket instead of giving it to the government. Which is, you know, okay, I guess.
So it's not uncollected revenue. It's revenue that has expired.
Well, it's uncollected because the time for it to be collected has come and gone. The sunset on the provision went away. So now the money's not there. So as a result of that, the FAA has shut down some of its services. Now, how does this make you feel if you get on a plane today?
I know.
If you know that 4,000 of these people have been affected and are on furlough. They aren't getting paid. There's a lose situation here. So everybody's trying to get Congress, pressuring Congress to act. They will not, because now they're going home for August so they can visit with their constituents.
Summer vacay.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, let's go check out who's on Martha's Vineyard and Cape Cod and Nantucket and those places. You're going to see a lot of Democrats and Republicans wandering around the street with their sunglasses and a cap on so nobody will know it's them. Anyway, the FAA operating authority is in question. There are some bills that have been introduced to have them go forth, no strings attached, but all that's been blocked by the Tea Party guys. Oh, Tea Party. Oh, get those Tea Party guys. So anyway, in the meantime, the planes are flying. There is this union thing. The airlines, there's the brother, my brother, the union member. I wonder about that. If there, everybody who belongs to a union, do you all think, let me hear from you at 800-510-8255. If you belong to a union, no matter what the union is, I belong to a union. I belong to seven of them over my life. I don't consider people who are, and this is not denigrating people who are union members that collect garbage, but I don't consider them my brothers. Brothers in the union movement. So if you're a good union member, this is the pitch from some of the people who are trying to get the money put back in there or the tax added to your ticket again. If you're a good union member, you will support your union brothers who are having problems with the government. Government has a lot of problems, a lot of people. I don't think that unionism and government work go together. Anyway, but there's a ruling that came forth last year, Richie, that proved how the airline and railroad employees form a union. Because there with all these airline mergers now, Delta and Northwest and United and Continental. So they all these unions that are in there, and they want to form new unions, some of the members, because they don't want the old. They don't want to have the union at United stronger than the union at Continental. So they're going to try to form new unions. And because of consolidation, the railroad business, same sort of thing.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
What the heck was that?
Brothers.
Oh, brothers. Thank you, Rich.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Get it?
Yeah. Okay.
Consolidation savings.
Yeah, I kind of want to know if you think that you're a union. Once a union member, you're a union member in consolidation with everybody else around the country who's a union member, no matter what the union. How does that work?
My brother's a union member.
Yeah, was
he's
he?
A cop.
Okay, yeah. So you feel like he's the union brother to the pilots, Airline Pilots Association?
I know he's involved with the union. No, with the Airline Pilots Association? No. No, not at all. Okay. With the other cops in his union? Yeah, I think a good bit.
Yeah. All right. So, but he's a public employee, so
yeah.
He doesn't get my support as a union guy.
But yeah.
That's all right. He didn't ask me for my support. He didn't call me and say, hey,
right.
Right.
They have lots of services that they use.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway. Does everybody understand the conversation, or does everybody understand the reason there is a problem? Houston, there's a problem.
Houston.
There's a lot of this stuff going on, but the FAA is so visible, they can make them the whipping boy. But there are a lot of other things, because we don't have a budget, that aren't being funded. And so if that's the case, we're not funding this stuff, then where's the money going that was collected for all this stuff? Right? Anybody want to know that? I kind of want to know that.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I'd like to know what we can do. The thing that I find difficult in all of this budget debate, this discussion about, you know, who did what, I don't care. There's a about the politician stuff. But I think there's a reality here that people are waking up to. That we just can't do all this stuff anymore, and that's probably a positive thing. It's gotten out of hand, and it just now it takes these people. But are these people keep taking shots at Congress? How are they any different than you and me? Most of us don't want to face reality, do we? You like to face ugly reality, Richie? Other than looking at your face in the mirror in the morning?
No, nice. Yeah, I do. I don't like to ignore problems.
Well, because you're smart. A lot of people think they'll go away.
Yeah.
You don't deal with problems, they'll
there,
go
that,
away.
Trust me, it doesn't.
Doesn't, no. Of course
tried
it
that.
Yeah. It doesn't work in your health. It doesn't work in your budget. It doesn't work with family stuff. You cannot avoid
it doesn't,
dealing.
It doesn't just go away.
With stuff. So, let's deal. I'll take an ace, a queen, a king. And a two of clubs, Jennifer, please.
Oh, what'd you do that for? You just ruined the hand.
Let me order that up for you there,
right,
sir.
Please, thank you very much. Speaking of ordering things up, if you go to DougStephan.com, you can order up your free food. Free people call and say, what are you talking about, free food? I'm giving away free food. I mean, that's the sort of...
Dinner's on redundant. Us.
Yeah, or lunch is on. Or maybe even breakfast. Your next meal... is on us. That's a good way of putting it, Richie. Go to DougStephan.com, the friend section. Across the top, you see a bar with various things about the various parts of the program. So my friends are in the friends box, and in the friends box is a gold coupon, rectangular box for e-foods. Click on that and see how you can get your free food. And that's a great way to get started. I don't have to tell you anything else. Start with the premise you're going to get good, wholesome, organic free food by going to that box. And there are two places to get it, actually. Right-hand side of the homepage where you see some of our sponsors, but you'll find it easily also in the friends section at DougStephan.com.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/flex.
The passing of Bubba Smith up next on Good Day.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over, and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, rate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hour, Doug Steffens. Good Day program. Normally here in the program we have some fun with recent, maybe not so recent, comedy clips because people obviously want to smile, have a smile, nothing wrong with that. But I don't think that, first thing, okay, let's see if we can find some outtakes, and we have found some outtakes of Bubba Smith. He was first known for his size and presence in the NFL. 6'8", 300 pounds. Defensive lineman, number one draft pick for the Baltimore Colts in 1967. Spent nine seasons, Richie, in the NFL. He was, two Pro Bowl teams. He helped the Colts to a victory over the Dallas Cowboys, Super Bowl V. Got traded to the Oakland Raiders for the start of the 72 season. Played a couple of seasons with them. And then he played at the Houston Oilers, retired 1976. He made a career then out of playing large men on film and television, probably best known for his role as what character? I'm going to ask, that's the 2020 quiz here. What was the name of Bubba Smith's character in the Police Academy movies? 800-510-8255. We have some free food from eFood for you or some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. What was his probably his best-known role, without a question. What was his character's name in the Police Academy movies? Bubba Smith played whom? Whom did he play?
As
far as...
800-510-8255. He had a TV series, Richie. You remember that?
Don't remember the TV series.
Called Blue Thunder.
Oh, I do remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was in a lot of other. He showed up in Charlie's Angels and Heart to Heart, Married with Children.
But what? The Miller Lite commercials.
Yeah. Have you got that? You got some audio from Miller Lite?
The Miller Lite commercials were the thing that really launched him.
Right.
I had my own way of tackling. I used to grab the whole backfield. Then I threw guys out until I found the one with the ball. When I started drinking beer, I did the same thing. And this is the one I'm holding on to. Light beer from Miller. It has a third less calories than the regular beer. It's less filling, and it tastes terrific, too. I also love the easy opening can.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
Yeah, those were great commercials.
He was the first one to say, tastes great, less filling. Go ahead, Reese.
Playing polo is a lot tougher than it looks.
It
sure is. And even though the horses do the running, you still can work up the thirst. So after a chucker or two, we equestrians drink light beer from Miller. Yeah, light tastes great, and it's got a third less calories than a regular beer.
And it's less filling.
And that's important, because tomorrow we're going to try our hand at water polo.
Yeah, I sure hope those horses can swim.
Me too.
Like beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer. And less.
This is at the same time that Ed was doing the Budweiser commercial.
Yeah.
Same era. Charles Aaron Smith, born in Beaumont, Texas, February 28, 1945. Father coached a high school football team. He played for his father. He talked about his father in a New York Times article. His father apparently used to bang him around a little bit on the field to, he said, redeem him. I don't know what that means, but
wow.
At any rate. 800-510-8255. We're looking for the name of his character in the in these movies. Was he in all of them? I think he was, wasn't he?
All
the
movies? Academy?
Yes.
Right, yeah. And he did. He just was able to, he just came across
as such a fun guy.
Easygoing, yeah. Smooth kind of a guy.
Yeah.
Didn't take anything too seriously. I'm thinking.
Do we know what he died of?
They're not saying what he died of. He was found in his home. I'm betting it has something to do with my.
Your brain injury.
Your brain injury thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm betting it has something to do with that. All right. So at any rate, we'll get the name of his character in just a matter of moments as the Good Day program continues. It's 28 past the hour now.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day programming is streaming live.
At did Doug you Steffens. Say programming?
I sort of didn't say programming.
Programming.
That's the programming. That's welcome right. To another great American day on Good Day. Not a good day for Bubba Smith, who passed away late yesterday, found in his L.A. home.
Could be a great day for Bubba Smith.
Well, yeah. I mean, in terms of still breathing the air on planet Earth, not a great day, but it's, you're right. It could be a great day in the next world, whatever that is, however it takes shape, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, he passed away. I've been talking about his life a little bit. He took part in what some call the game of the century, one of several games designated in the annals of college football, played at home against Notre Dame in 1966. He was a defensive end at Michigan State. He was, it was, the other teams would unilaterally, when they would come to play, the cheer was, kill Bubba, kill! Well, whether there was kill, whether that was aimed at him or whether they were trying to get him to, actually, he wrote a book about himself called Kill Bubba, Kill, back in 1983. At any rate, good guy. He was friends with a lot of people like Joe Namath from that. A lot of the football guys then didn't take themselves as seriously as some or most seem to today. You notice that a lot of guys that were involved
because they weren't making $40 million.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, they went on and had pretty good careers doing other things. How many football players, and I'm here, I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer because it doesn't come to me quickly. How many football players, once they get out of football, go on to do something else that's pretty visible?
Can well, a lot something? Of them go into the broadcasting booth now.
Yeah.
Not so much movies and television yeah. Like they used to.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's, a lot of them yeah. will go into the Troy Aikmans of the world type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, okay. 800-510-8255. So the last job here is to figure out what his name was on the Police Academy, in the Police Academy movies. Here's Scott in Appomattox, Virginia. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good, good.
What was his name?
Hightower.
What was his first name?
Officer.
Yeah?
Still, it turned to Sergeant.
Sergeant Hightower.
Yeah.
I don't think that was it. All right, so you get credit for the last name. Hold on just a second. Yeah. Let me see if I can find somebody who remembers his first name. Chris in Tennessee, what do you think his first name was? But you got that side up?
Tower, but not the first.
Now remember his first name, all right? Jim, you remember what his first name is?
No, I don't.
All right. Mark, you remember what Hightower's first name was?
Jerome.
Good guess.
That is a good guess. Not the right one, but that's a good one. Richard in Rancho Mirage, remember what his first name was?
Leroy.
No, that's a good one. Terry, this ought to be good.
Rolling
Terry.
Along the Bubba theme.
Right. Yeah. Terry, what was his first name?
Was it Jim?
No, it wasn't Jim. Jim Hightower is a broadcaster from Texas. I don't think he's got much in common with this Hightower. Here's Tammy. Do you know what his first name was, Tammy?
No, just Hightower.
Oh, okay. Were you a fan? She may have been or may not have been. Who knows? Hey, Doug in Hattiesburg, do you know what the character's first name was?
No, I just always knew him as Hightower.
Yeah, see, I don't ever remember. I don't know that in the movie... They may have once obscurely referenced his first name, but, I mean, it was always Hightower.
Yeah. I think you've got to give it to him.
I'm not giving it to him. Okay. I'm going to give Scott. Something to somebody else. Scott gets the prize.
Right, Scott.
This
you're
is like the
you're
bonus. This is
but I want to know what his first name was, and Tony in El Paso may save me. Hi, Tony.
How's it going, Doug?
Well, how about with you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. About to go on vacation here shortly.
Where are you
Vegas
going?
Great.
Where are you going?
Vegas.
To Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, bright lights.
You're
going
to drive from El Paso to Vegas, right?
Every step of the way, 13 hours.
Will you put $5 on black, 17 black, please?
Good Lord, I didn't think it was that long a ride from El Paso to Las Vegas.
I'm sorry?
I didn't think it was that long a ride from El Paso to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, going through Flagstaff. Thinks about that.
Yeah. Well, Flagstaff, you got to stop and... You can take a pee behind all those pine trees that are there. All right, so do you know what his first name was? Hightower.
Eugene.
No, wasn't Eugene.
Not Eugene?
No, it wasn't Eugene. Shocking. Oh. All right, so I put everybody out of their misery. Should I give the answer to the question?
I think you should give the answer to the
I'm trying
question.
To see right. if I can ruin, Tony, thank you. Ruin your day here. By
no,
answering.
You're not going to ruin it. His name was Moses Hightower.
Moses
Hightower was the name of the character in the role on the Police Academy movies. Moses. Yeah,
when in the world would they have referenced that in any one?
How do I know? I just know that was his name.
I have the box set.
Yeah, good for you, Richie.
Didn't they have a romance with that blonde chick with the big...
That was Ingrid. That was not Ingrid. That was...
With the big eyes.
Stallone's wife. What's her face? What's her
Brigitte?
Name? Brigitte Nielsen.
Was that Brigitte?
That was Brigitte Boom Boom Nielsen.
No, I don't think it was.
Yeah, it was. Why do you have to argue with me about everything?
Because I'm sitting here looking at the cast right
now.
Go
ahead.
Here.
And what do you find?
I'm finding that it was...
Brigitte Nielsen. That's what you are. Scott, you want to weigh in on this?
Her name was Leslie something another.
Leslie Nielsen.
No, it was Leslie Easterbrook. here it is, Leslie Easterbrook.
Ah, good for you. Congratulations. All right, so Scott gets some free food, all right? Hold on a second, Scott. You're a good man.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now it's Moses Hightower. Get that one right, and the rest of you can go all flip. It's
what's that supposed to mean?
Right, just
not very nice.
Take it for what you would like to take it for. Bum, bum, bum. Here's where we have Dr. Ken, right? One of the big stories today... It amazes me how few men pay attention to these, and maybe it's just because of their role. And you know me, I'm not much in defining sexes by what they do or what the tradition is. Well, mom's supposed to stay home and cook all the meals and clean the house. But more women seem to pay attention to these recalls, and an important one today, thanks to your friends at Agra Giant Cargill, another reason... to look suspiciously at Cargill, ADM, Monsanto, Dow, all of the big agribusinesses, 36 million pounds of turkey.
Yeah.
36 million pounds of turkey.
Dating back to February.
Salmonella outbreak. And the FDA wants to have more scrutiny on small farmers that never have these problems. One person is dead, dozens are sick because of the lack of scrutiny, the lack of These people make me sick, literally as well as figuratively. So the Agriculture Department says that they have required Cargill to recall fresh and frozen ground turkey products. The plant is in Springdale, Arkansas, where these came from. And yes, Richie, goes back to February 20th.
Right. So you still may have some frozen of this meat in the freezer.
That's the point. Look in your freezer. If you buy frozen turkey ground up, then look at the date.
I do not.
Okay.
You don't? I do.
No.
So it's a way. Now,
you know why?
Frankly, if you cook it, it's not going to be any problem.
Right.
If you cook it well, it makes. It's not. What happens
but
the other side of this?
Who eats turkey tartar?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it is disgusting.
It is disgusting. All of that stuff that's not cooked is disgusting. So if you cook it through and through, it's not a problem. But again, there are two sides of the story. First of all, Cargill resists at first because they don't want to bring them all back. All right, so now they get over that, and they agree they're going to have to bring the stuff back in the house. It's probably not much wrong with any of it. Again, if you cook it, it's fine. The problem also is with people who have really compromised immune systems. Because it's like any of us that go to a market or go to a restaurant, you have bad food. I get it every once in a while. Not from eating my own stuff that's been laying around for 100 years in my own refrigerator. I don't seem to get it here. But I go out, and once in a while, I get a bad meal at a restaurant, and it makes my stomach kind of go into the ozone. 76
not the
people.
Salmon soup from March that you eat?
Yeah, right. That didn't bother me at all.
The salmon soup that's been in the refrigerator for four and a half months.
Okay. One person died. I guarantee you the person who died had a extraordinarily compromised immune system. Now, that doesn't give Cargill a pass. It just suggests that when you buy this stuff, you go find a fresh source of it. Please. Go find someplace locally. You heard us talking last week with a butcher. The butchering world is now coming back into as a revival of it because of the interest in local food for this very reason. This is it. This is why people want to buy local dairy, buy local produce, buy local meat, because of this stuff. Not that it's really as bad as the government makes it out to be, but you ought to know what the real bottom line is. The code is EST.P-963. Who's going to remember that?
Got it.
Okay, Rich, good for you. And then there's the this whore, Bill Marler, who's the food safety attorney.
Dudley.
Oh, he's just
my word.
He's a leech. Anyway, he's happy to go sue Cargill and whoever else he can find. That doesn't fix the problem. Buying local fixes the problem. Understanding what to do with this stuff when you get it. You cook it. It's fine. But there have been problems in Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Wisconsin.
Does it mean that people in those areas are just accidentally not cooking their meat all the way through?
I think that is part of it. I don't think people think enough about how they cook stuff. Again,
I cook everything to death.
I mean, if you have salmonella, you're going to get diarrhea. You're going to have cramps. You're going to have a couple of days of, not feeling great.
Lots of discomfort, yeah.
Right, exactly. So it's a good reason for us to have, that AlloCure around. And Dr. Ken will tell you about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Juniors, rock Macy's back to school event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
Calling all parents and their creative kid chefs. Put your imaginative twist on the classic peanut butter sandwich for a chance to win a $25,000 college fund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Parents and children are invited to enter the 10th annual Jif Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest. Mary Beth Botticher of the J.M. Smucker Company has details about this exciting contest.
We really look forward to the inventive creations from kids across the country. Sandwiches are judged on creativity, taste, nutritional balance, visual appeal, and ease of preparation.
In honor of the 10th anniversary, the grand prize winner will also receive an additional $10,000 for educational products. Deadline for all entries is October 12th.
We have been a proud supporter of fostering creativity in the kitchen and encouraging parents and their children to spend quality time together.
No purchase necessary. Details, entry form, and official rules are available at jif.com or jifenespanol.com. Contest void where prohibited.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Start before the hour. Dr. Ken brought to you by AlloCure, immediate digestive relief. To try it now, call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855-879-2873 for a special offer. You are enjoying talking about this because it's a new way of dealing with an old problem, Ken.
It's an all-natural solution, Doug, that calms the stomach acid. It allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. If you have stomach reflux, try this before you go to the medication.
All right, so it's good stuff. Dr. Ken has tried it. I've tried it. AlloCure is what it's called. To order, call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855-879-2873. Get that special offer. Mention Dr. Ken's name. Salmonella, back in the news. Again, improperly handling food. That's always what causes this, Ken.
Well, in the last several months, 26 states have reported an outbreak of antibiotic-resistant salmonella bacteria, Doug. It's believed to be linked to eating contaminated ground turkey. It sickened 77 people, and it's resulted in one known death.
Yeah. The turkey gets the salmonella. The turkey isn't sick when it's butchered. It's left in impure conditions or inadequate conditions.
They're
right?
Still looking for the source of the contamination, but they have yet to identify it. They think it's a single production facility that's involved.
Quick news on insurers covering birth control.
More to follow over the weekend. The government has required our insurers to cover birth control with no copay. This is going to increase the price of insurance for all of us. Is this what we want?
Is this what you're saying? Everybody that wants it has to be given birth control?
It's part of health insurance per the Health and Human Services and the administration.
Welcome to socialized medicine and socialized America.
The cost for everybody.
51 after.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Your best friend, the best friend I can be anyway, that's my job, on the Good Day program, Better Living, everything, every day, hopefully that's in the focus, that's easy to understand, gleaning from the world of technology, the important stories of the day, and Alex Goldfain usually helps us out a little bit. Richie, can you name the fastest growing video game platform?
The apps.
Apps.
Yes.
What, an app for a video game, or are you talking about apps in general?
More video games are being played on people's cell phones and iPads and tablets using apps, downloading apps that are games, like Angry Birds or Cut the Rope, than any other. Yeah.
Farmville, is that the kind of stuff you're talking about?
No, Farmville would be on your computer, and it wouldn't be an app. It would be a website.
Like
Farmville's
Angry
a website.
Birds.
Angry Birds. What
Angry
happens
Birds.
On Angry Birds?
Yes.
What is that about?
Angry Birds are these birds that are upset because the pigs stole their eggs, and then the pigs went into their little houses that are made of anything from concrete to glass to wood to straw, and the birds sling themselves through these slingshots to try and knock down the pigs' houses to get their eggs back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a fun game. It's a great game.
I'd like to have... Can I get those for the geese that are eating my corn?
Absolutely. I've got a wrist rocket. I'll send it to you.
I think they'd like to work on that.
Wrist rocket.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll see whether Richie is right about the fastest-growing video game, the platform anyway for it. Alex Goldfain, technology tailor. I think he may surprise you with the answer, Richie. Let's see next here on Good Day.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client please while supplies last.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Listen to what the CEO of video game maker Electronic Arts had to say about his business to a publication called Industry Gamers. First, he talked about EA's fastest growing video game platform. Which do you think it is? Sony's PlayStation 3? Microsoft's Xbox? Maybe Nintendo? Nope. None of them. It's the iPad. The CEO, John Ricciatello, said that the iPad is a platform that did not exist 18 months ago, but today it's the fastest growing gaming system Electronic Arts has. The company puts out new games for it every 90 days. It's wildly faster than on standard video gaming systems. There's also no packaging, printing, or distribution for iPad games. They come over the air to people's iPads. So besides Apple's cut, iPad games are pure profit. It's probably why Ricciatello said that the video game consoles like PS3, the Xbox, and Nintendo today account for just 40% of the gaming industry. In the year 2000, they made up 80% of the business. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Right,
who's the king?
Who's the king? Yeah. R. McFadden,
along with
Jay Horn and D. Stefan here. The cost of the cybercrime wave that we have now in our country and around the world, up 56% from a year ago at this time. There's that much more, and the cost of organizations having to cough up protective whatever they we got to put up firewalls and all kinds of other stuff, very expensive. And the Chinese and the...
Oh, man, the story about the Chinese is attacking us.
Yeah. And this seems so crazy because without us, they go no place. I don't get any of this.
They're just little scoundrels, man.
Yeah. All right, so here's the other thing. Yesterday, I saw, and this is these pictures are making the round. It's become very viral. If you haven't seen them, maybe you ought to put them at DougStefan.com. Pictures from three different cities in India. And what's extraordinary about the pictures is the amount of, they have telephone poles that run down the main streets in every community, and the amount of wiring that's hanging from them, enough in some circumstances to tip the poles. They have so much wiring, and the caption under it, these guys are taking care of your computer when you call them. And the tech information that we get, we all laugh about Indians and Pakistanis answering these phone calls. But if you see the way the phone lines look and the wiring and stuff that hangs off of these telephone poles, you wonder how anything can get through. It's pretty amazing, actually. Hmm. Time Inc., Time Magazine, etc., has 21 magazines. They are going to launch a full digital access on the iPad for all of their magazines. Is that unusual? Is everybody...
No, it's the smart thing to do.
Everybody else
is so much less creepy than sitting next to the guy reading Playboy.
Watching the pictures on his iPad?
Watching all the stuff on his iPad, yeah.
I don't think Time is responsible for Playboy, but it's a thought anyway.
There's hard-hitting news there.
Yes, there is someplace. We'll dig it up and find it and then bury it again. 59 past the hour on Good Day.